We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
6:30 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh. A man arrested in the murder of a woman over the weekend was charged Wednesday. 33-year-old Aaron Suter is now facing one count of first-degree murder. Suter was arrested after his girlfriend, Brianna McQuitty, was found dead at a home on North Litchfield in the Riverside area Sunday. Officers said the two got into a fight Saturday night. It turned violent. She was killed. Suter is being held on $300,000 bond, and his preliminary hearing is scheduled for December 13th. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Looks like we'll have a dry weather pattern throughout the next 7 days, with temperatures gradually warming up into the weekend. With a clearing sky, sunny and the high 56 today, clear and 34 overnight, Friday's high 58, and we'll be in the low 60s Saturday, 66 by Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy and 39 degrees, not much wind, north at 9 miles per hour. 3 weeks ago, 19-year-old Nakari Moore was shot and killed in Wichita on South Hydraulic. Police believe the incident may have started as a drug deal. Officer Charlie Davidson says Tuesday afternoon, officers closed in on the teenage murder suspect.
Officers had observed the suspect involved in the case enter apartments in the 1700 block of North Hillside. Officers moved into the area, and the suspect was arrested without incident.
The 16-year-old was booked on a charge of first-degree murder. Construction is set to begin on a $90 million biodiesel plant in Wichita.
Cargill said in a news release that a 42,000-square-foot plant will employ 35 full-time workers. It's expected to begin operation in January 2019. The company adds that the new plant will allow Wichita to become a competitive supplier of biofuels. The Wichita Eagle reports the plant will be separate from the construction of Cargill Protein's new $60 million headquarters in Wichita. The new biodiesel plant is expected to produce 60 million gallons of biodiesel and will add to their biodiesel plants in Iowa Falls, Iowa, and Kansas City, Missouri. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Many public allegations of sexual harassment continue recently, and lawmakers are no exception. Fox's Chad Pergram says some lawmakers want John Conyers to resign over sexual misconduct allegations.
There's a big question as to whether or not John Conyers might resign, whether they could try to push him out. Now, again, they haven't expelled members in a long, long time. Jim Trafficant of Ohio was the last member expelled in 2002. Some people might find that a little bit harsh, considering what John Conyers is accused of here. He hasn't been accused of breaking the law, which is what happened with Jim Trafficant. He's been accused of sexual harassment, and not to diminish that in stature, but those are not necessarily equivalencies when you're dealing with actual legal issues.
The House passed a resolution requiring all House members and staffers to undergo sexual harassment training. In New York City, it is now officially the holiday season, with the tree lighting at Rockefeller Center.
And so it begins. The Christmas season in full effect in New York City now that the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is lit. The tens of thousands of lights were turned on to illuminate the 75-foot Norway spruce, and it will remain lit until the early part of January. People are continuing out here now to hang around the tree with cell phones out, getting the best pictures they can to take home here in the city or wherever they hail from. Some are singing and getting into the Christmas spirit, even though there's still a day of November left on the calendar. In Midtown Manhattan, Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
6:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Yeah, there you go. That's something that we look forward to every year. Even those who don't live in New York City, the giant Christmas tree there at the Rockefeller Center.
Yeah.
30 Rock. And so that is a sign. And then, of course, the tree lighting at the White House, another sign that the Christmas season is indeed here. Hey, it's not even December yet. We got a few hours before December gets here. Today is the last day of November, 30 days half November, remember? the little ditty that you memorized as a kid, 30 days, half September, April, June, and November. It is 6:34 now. A Pennsylvania man suspected of firing a gun in a New York State mall crowded with holiday shoppers has been arraigned on reckless endangerment and assault charges. There is no charge, apparently, no misdemeanor for being just absolutely stupid.
There should be.
Michael Perez Rodriguez pleaded not guilty at his arraignment yesterday. Two people sustained minor injuries when the gun discharged at Galleria at Crystal Run in the Orange County town of Wallkill Sunday afternoon. The gunfire sent shoppers scurrying for safety. Can you imagine?
The panic.
Can you imagine the panic? I can just, thinking about maybe I'm there at the mall with my grandkids, and we're just, walking along. And that would, first of all, I think I would be quick enough to jump and try to shield them, get them on the floor and get on top of them or something. But the panic would just, that'd be just unreal. Well, this guy, somebody's going to really nail him for that, I think.
Hope so.
Okay, we got to have a story out of Florida, right?
Sure.
A Florida police officer who punched a drunken female football fan has been cleared of wrongdoing.
Okay.
Now, here come the details. Earlier this month, a video showed a University of Miami football fan slap an officer who then punches her in the head. Okay, I can go along with that one. Bridget Freitas was charged with felony battery on a police officer and misdemeanor disorderly conduct. The incident occurred as Miami-Dade police officer Douglas Ross and other officers tried to carry her out of the stands. According to a report provided yesterday to the Miami Herald, Ross's supervisors found the 18-year-old veteran's 18-year veteran's actions were within departmental rules. Apparently, she was so drunk and disorderly that they had to get her out of the stands, and the only way they could do it was to carry her. And she didn't like it, so she slapped an officer, and guess what? He slapped back. He clobbered her.
Yeah.
And the video and the subsequent investigation shows that he was completely within his rights to do that. So there you go. Again, go back to the way you bring up your kids. And is if you have a confrontation, I taught my kids, have a disagreement with a police officer, which I've had a time or two. Not a disagreement, but just they annoyed the heck out of me. You don't say anything. You just, wait, maybe later if you want to file a complaint, fine, but don't ratchet up the situation. Don't make
exactly.
It worse.
Exactly. Do not intensify.
Don't wave that red flag in front of the bull.
Yeah.
Get smart. Have some street smarts about it.
These days, you're almost just as likely to get shot as slapped back.
That's it.
You really are.
You could have been tased, maybe even more if she had a weapon in her hand. Anything could have happened there.
Yeah.
So she countered lucky stars, I guess, is the way to look at it. All right, so the holiday season, the shopping season is underway. We were talking about that crowded mall, and I was talking with my son last night. I said, hey, I don't know how I'm going to get out and shop. If you wouldn't help me with maybe a Santa's Christmas list from your family? not that I'm, I have no imagination, but on the other hand, I think I'm going to be squeezed for time this year. My wife is recovering from her knee surgery, and I just...
You've got a lot of appearances and stuff like that.
Oh, many personal appearances.
Of course.
You've got to do a radio show every day.
Well, you're such a huge celebrity. Your time is just so precious.
Let's not get carried away here. I'm like everybody else, though. My time is precious to me. Okay?
To you.
By the way, what holiday movie are you? The Grinch Who Stole Christmas? Find out by taking our quiz at the KNSS Radio, Facebook page. Go now to facebook.com/KNSS Radio. We'll pick five lucky people who take the quiz to win a four-pack of tickets to Botanica Illuminations. It's fun. Which movie are you most like? Answer these, eight questions, something like that.
Yeah, it's not very many. It doesn't take very long.
And it doesn't take long. And, of course, it's just fun. I mean, I'm most like Elf, the movie Elf.
The movie Elf, which you haven't seen.
Which I haven't ever seen. And, and Ted got Elf, too. And yours was what?
Mine was Scrooge.
Dirty Santa or whatever?
No.
Yours was Scrooge. That's pretty bad, Jed.
It kind of is.
Think about that. You could be on Santa's naughty list.
I suppose so.
Yes. All right. Well, here's somebody who's never on his naughty list. The KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The live cattle and feeder cattle futures Wednesday traded mostly higher and made new highs for the week and closed positive and near the session highs. Now, there has yet to be any cash cattle trade in our feed yards, and the Fed Cattle Exchange yesterday also failed to sell any of their show list. The lean hogs made new highs for the week and closed mixed with some deferred contracts making new contract highs. On the close yesterday, December live cattle, 82 cents higher, 120.47, gain feeders up $1.07 at 155.57, and fed lean hogs 62 cents lower at 70.90. The wheat and corn traded and closed positive yesterday, while the soybeans traded mixed and closed slightly negative. Now, today is first notice day for December grain futures and also the final trading session for the month of November. The Dow made a new all-time high yesterday for the third straight session, and from a 2017 low to yesterday's high has been a gain of 4,282 points. At the moment, March KC wheat's a penny and a half lower at 4.30, March corn down a penny and a quarter at 3.52 and a quarter, and January beans down 2.5 cents at $9.90. January crude oil, 49 cents higher, 57.79. February gold, $2.5 lower, 1,283.80. December S&P, 6 3/4 points higher, 26.31 and 3/4. December dollar index, 18 cents higher, 93.29. And December Dow Jones futures up 80 points at 23,998. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
So, Tom, would you please explain to me why the stock markets continue to go up and never come down again?
I think one thing that's giving us some help right now is the prospect that we're going to see a tax cut.
Yeah.
And being the Senate passed it yesterday, that's even more fuel for the fire, and I think that's given us the surge we're seeing at the moment.
Well, and the way it's written, as I understand it, corporations will see their taxes go down, and so that would be a business decision, right? And
correct.
People like to see that, right?
Correct.
I don't know anything about business, obviously, but you do.
But, you know, the other thing we saw yesterday was continued growth in our GDP for the third quarter.
Yeah.
Also was positive.
It was.
So we're seeing, you know, several things out there, you know, that just continue to look like our economy is getting better.
Right.
Well, I think that's given the stock market a lot of strength. But, you know, somewhere it's going to have a correction.
Yeah.
Everything has a correction, whether it's going low or high, and somewhere it will have a correction.
That's right. When you're out there doing something really bad, Mrs. Leffler finds out about it sooner or later.
Trying to find out who keeps telling her that stuff.
And then you're going to go right into the old doghouse out there.
That's right. Hey, I wish you luck in helping your wife with her knee operation, because I had to help Patty one time when she had rotary cuff surgery.
Oh, and shoulders, yeah. Was that?
I'll tell you what, I have all respect in the world for nurses, because there is no way I could ever do that for a living.
Oh,
it was a struggle to do it for somebody you love.
No, I understand. And her rehab, your wife's, probably some range of motion stuff that was pretty doggone painful on a shoulder, right?
Oh, it was. It was very painful. And it hurt me to see the pain she went through.
Oh, absolutely.
And it was a slow recovery.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, listen, thanks for those kind words. And we're hoping for the best as a full recovery from double knee surgery for St. Shelley. And thank you, sir, for your comments today. Appreciate it. Canis has commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Keep it right here. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. He's going to talk about the health savings account surge. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.